content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Essence Magazine, March 2019 edition. And we stopped at issues, STEM stars last week, and we're going to continue on with that. And this is titled Water Crisis Crusaders. Despite being falsely accused of cheating in a prestigious NASA science competition, three Washington, D.C. student innovators are bringing clean water solutions to urban schools and communities. Teenagers Michaela Sharif, India Skinner, and Bria Snell were just babies when initial reports of lead contaminated water in the D.C. area first surfaced in 2001. Still, when the ladies are asked if they would sip from their school's water fountains today, the question is met with a resounding no. I don't trust it, Snell admits. Elevated levels of lead in the district's water from the plagued city for, or has plagued the city for nearly two decades. Until recently, many of the fountains that lined the hallways of Benjamin Banneker Academic High School were unsafe to drink from. Spurred by growing concerns over tainted water in public schools across the nation, the budding STEM, also known as Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math stars, banded together last year to create a water purifying system using a filtration jar that removes chlorine, lead, and copper, as well as other impurities that can be harmful to one's health. We wanted to focus on an issue that would not only benefit our community, but also those outside of our community, Sharif says. The experiment, titled From H2NO to H2O, was birthed at the Inclusive Innovation Incubator located at the edge of Howard University's campus with help from mentor Marissa Jennings. The project qualified the trio as finalists in NASA's Goddard OPSPARC, I think it's pronounced OPSPARC, challenge last May. At the annual event, students are given a chance to compete for hands-on training from scientists and astronauts at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. But before judges could offer their final competition tallies, racist hackers took to social media to accuse the only all-black, all-female team of cheating. When I go out into the world, I'm a young black woman, and I'm smart and intelligent, and my caliber is equal to that of any white man or white woman, says Skinner. I recognize that. Some people are intimidated by that. Despite the slight bump in the road, Sharif, Skinner, and Snell, who go by the moniker S3, went on to place second in the prestigious event. Not only did they deliver their STEM project well, but they also executed in a space of crisis and used that experience to empower themselves. Jennings proudly says of her mentees, since the recognition from NASA, S3 has collaborated on a water drive with Little Miss Flint, Mary Company, the 11-year-old activist fighting for clean water in her hometown. They've challenged U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos to provide more resources for STEM education. They've participated in Microsoft's annual hackathon and even worked with engineers at MIT on developing an improved version of their filtration system. Before wrapping up an eventful year, the college-bound buddies were named one of the 10 change makers who inspired Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella in 2018. For the ladies, who've been friends since they were freshmen, 2019 is expected to be just as memorable as the year before. This semester, they will undergo a virtual Google mentorship with Dahl Avent, the founder and CEO of Aquagenity, a platform and app that alerts users to the quality of their water. The flourishing leaders are astute driven, and determined. While some may look at them as an exception, Jennings is quick to point out, this is what young black girls are today. So next section that we're going to cover is work and money, power to path, tech maven. If you ask engineer Stephanie Lampkin, eliminating workplace bias is as easy as downloading her app. Growing up in Prince George's County in Charles County, Maryland, Stephanie Lampkin was a competitive tomboy in a low-tech household. There was no Super Mario Kart or cable. Yet her interest in computer science flourished thanks to the influence of her tech-savvy aunt and her entrepreneurial-minded mother. Lampkin learned to code at age 13, majored in engineering at Stanford, and went on to pursue an MBA at MIT. Her deep dive into the tech and business worlds ultimately led her to create Blendor, a recruiting app that eliminates bias from hiring practices. Blendor levels the playing field by removing a job applicant's race, gender, name, and age, leaving hiring managers with only a prospective employee's qualifications. So as for the app's name, its creator explains that Blend is about diversity and doors are about opportunity and transparency. Here Lampkin reflects on her evolution for playing with Legos to running a company that is changing the way we get hired. So Essence in this article asked Stephanie Lampkin some questions, and she follows up with the answers. First question is, what was your first job? And her response is, when I was around 7, my mom quit corporate America to do her own thing. She really got into Mary Kay, which was inventory heavy. So when I was around 13, my job was to log all her products. I was also responsible for entering her receipts into QuickBooks for tax purposes. And sometimes I would even help her with sales. I didn't realize it at the time, but the bookkeeping and sales and computer work would come in handy later in life. Was there a specific moment while searching for a job that you felt discriminated against? There were so many experiences. Interviewed for an analytical lead position at a major tech firm, I was referred by an MIT classmate. The interview went well. I made it to the final round, but the recruiter's feedback was that the team didn't feel that I had enough analytical skill and that I wasn't technical enough. I was told that would hang on to my resume in a case a sales or marketing position opened up. I thought, I've been in computer science since I was 13. What more can I do? I have degrees from both Stanford and MIT, and you're telling me that I'm still not qualified? It was a big aha moment for me and one of the catalysts for Blendor. What else inspired you to create Blendor? Blendor came about at the 2014 Digital Undivided Conference, which hosts an incubator of Black and Latino female tech entrepreneurs. I was working on a different startup at the time, but I wasn't getting any traction. So I went back to the drawing board and pitched Blendor at the event, and I won the hackathon. Hordes of people came up to me afterward. They were like, this is such a great idea. You should pursue it. What was the most difficult aspect of launching Blendor? Fundraising and building a team. One of the biggest challenges at the start was not having the capital to pay people. Raising money continues to be an obstacle when it comes to keeping the company growing at the place we need. And the final question that Essence asked Stephanie Lampkin is, how do you stay positive? And her response is, I fall back on my childhood love of Black literature and Black history. I understand the historical context of my situation. Like Harriet Tubman, I don't really have the perspective that the fight has been won. The struggle is not over. we have a long way to go. And continuing on with work and money, budgeting 101, get your money right. So it's important to secure the bag, but how smart are you with your coins? We rounded up the top books, apps, podcasts, and experts to help you make your money work smarter. The books included are Real Money Answers for Every Woman by Patrice C. Washington. It's like having a fab girlfriend share her best money hacks. Then you have the book titled The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. It's a popular offering from the legendary finance guru. And then Broke Millennial by Aaron Lowry. This guide is great for the under 35 set. And some of the apps that they have as it relates to getting your money right is, and these apps, they offer practical solutions to end the dreaded paycheck to paycheck cycle from the convenience of your smartphone. Quapital. It's designated, it's spelled Q-A-P-I-T-A-L, like capital, but with a Q. It might be actually be pronounced capital, but with a Q. It's designed to motivate users to save dollars through a gamification of their spending behavior. It's at Q-A-P-I-T-A-L.com. And then you have Mint. This is a one-step shop, allows you to manage your finances effortlessly from seeing what bills are due to checking your credit score for free, and that's at mint.com. And then you have Every Dollar, where you can plan expenses, track spending, create a budget, and more with this user-friendly tool, everydollar.com. Some of the tips included are, quote, I use grocery delivery services that way I only order exactly what I need for recipes, not random things. That's Dominique Broadway, and she's at Finances D. Mustafa, or let me respell it, Finance, FinanceDemyStifeE.com. And then another quote is from Lynette Cox, AskTheMoneyCoach.com. I practice no spending days or even weeks. It helps you learn the skill of delayed gratification associated with good budgeting. And then you have podcasts. These savvy women serve up wisdom on how you can build and sustain a healthier relationship with your pennies. Clever Girls Know with Bola Sukumbi. Must hear episode number 65, Women and Money, a deep dive discussion. The Fairer Sense with Kara Perez and Tanya Hester. Must hear episode is number 7, The Urge to Compare. And then finally, Journey to Launch with Jamila Safrant. A must-hear episode of hers is number 4, 25 Ways to Improve Your Finances Right Now. Financial influencers you should be following on Instagram. Go to these women for sound advice. Tiffany Alice, she's of the Budgetista. This former preschool teacher launched the Live Richer Challenge, a free online financial challenge that has helped more than 700,000 women and counting. And her IG is at thebudgetista.com or at thebudgetista. And then you have Tanya Rapley of MyFabFinance. Rapley became a certified financial educator after improving her credit score by 130 points in just 18 months and significantly growing her investment portfolio and savings. Upon realizing she had a knack for personal finance, she embarked on a mission to inspire others to take control of their future. And her IG is at MyFabFinance. And then finally, we have Marsha Horton Barnes of the Finance Bar. Barnes is a certified financial educator with more than a decade of experience in finance. Her current venture is a mobile hub, an actual refurbished school bus that offers hands-on guidance for those looking to improve their finances from debt management to retirement planning. And her IG is at the finance bar. So let's move on to our cover story. Talk is Chick. As Adrian, Jada, and Willow reconvene for more red table talk, the grandmother, mother-daughter trio continues leading a new movement in digital media while sparking a much-needed dialogue. When the idea for an intimate sit-down initially came to Jada Pinkett Smith, it was meant to be a one-time thing. So with her mom, Adrian, and then her 11-year-old daughter, Willow, by her side, the cameras rolled on what would be their first red talk table. After that, Pinkett Smith says, "We left it alone." That was 7 years ago. Last spring, the spark of her original concept was reignited when the first episode of Red Table Talk premiered on Facebook Watch. Taking on a range of topics and hosting special guests, including a very candid Will Smith. The multi-generational trio cultivated a new digital space on their own, and they got everybody else talking too. As the ladies prepare to embark on their much anticipated next installments, Essence spoke with each of them with inspiration, motivation, and the life-changing benefits of having open, brave, and honest conversations. Jada, the maverick. Ever since she burst onto the small screen and into our homes on A Different World nearly three decades ago, Jada Pinkett Smith has been making bold moves. There are the movies and music, the advocacy and philanthropy work, and of course, marriage and motherhood. In every arena, she marches to the beat of her own drum and is often one step ahead of us. With Red Table Talk, the 47-year-old actress invites us into her home and creates a digital space for a no-holds-barred exchange about life and all its ebbs and flows. The whole purpose of the table is to have more understanding, she says, and with more understanding comes more freedom. The table's shade and shape are purposeful as well. Red is the color of purification and transformation, she explains. And a round table means that there is no head of the table, so the playing field is even. Though the show is her brainchild, she's quick to remind us that it doesn't belong to her. She shares it with her mom and daughter, as well as the 12 million viewers who join the conversation on average each week by way of Facebook Watch. Everybody has a place at the table because there's not just one perspective, she says. That's what makes the show awesome to me. Adrian, the matriarch. Gammy. That's what her family calls her. It's who we've come to know her as. For years, the collective thought has been, wow, Jada's mom is so fierce. But aside from her age-defying looks, we didn't know much about Adrian Banfield Norris. Then she took a seat at the red table. At 65, she's excited about carving out a new lane. A nurse by trade, she was a young mother who survived domestic violence and battled drug addiction. She's now 27 years sober. She's transparent about her experiences, though they provoke a few tears at times. She's as grateful for the lessons learned as she is for the platform to share them. I recognize that I am not my mistakes, she says. No matter the topic, viewers are logging on in droves to hear what Gammy has to say and watch her toss an all-knowing side eye as only a black matriarch can. Away from the red table, she's a bit shy, but the time spent with Jada and Willow makes being in the spotlight so worthwhile and healing. The show has given me the opportunity to really look at myself, she reflects. I'm surprised by how many people have expressed how important our sharing is to them, too. I hadn't expected that. And then finally, we have Willow, the future. She's still coming into her own, but her lineage is omnipresent. She got her features and height from her dad. The slender frame and effortless swag is all her mom. And from her maternal grandmother, she receives a constant flow of wisdom and penchant for piercings. With every new episode of Red Table Talk, the baby girl of the Sniff Clan, age 18, is learning more about herself and her family's history. My mom and Gammy are the most important women in my life, so it's amazing to work with them on the show, says Willow, who brings a youthful perspective to the conversation. It feels so powerful for three black women from three generations to come together and try to make an emotional change in people's lives. This experience has really opened my eyes about what I value too. It's made me ask myself, who do you want to be? Who is your stamp? During the near decade since the release of her infectious hit, Whip My Hair, she's been evolving as both a young woman and an artist. Now that she's graduated high school, she's plotting a leap from the nest and a dive into recording a new album, which she looks forward to presenting to the world by year's end. After that, I want to travel and help people, she says, whether it's through music or if I'm providing clothes or even building a well. I just want to be helping as much possibly as I can, and making albums upon albums too. Along with her hopes and dreams, she possesses a strong sense of gratitude and vision of herself. When I look in the mirror, I see so many opportunities and so many paths I can take, she admits. Sometimes it seems overwhelming, but I also try to see the beauty in it, spoken like a true pioneer. On to another article that we're going to cover is under lifestyle. Girl, go to bed. When black women aren't getting enough rest at night, and our health is suffering because of it, here's how to catch the disease your body needs. You've heard the recommendations, but the truth is getting a full night of sleep can seem like an impossible task at times. Yet it's imperative, especially for black women. Sleep is the foundation of health, notes Tiffany Lester, MD, medical director at Parsley Health in San Francisco. You can eat kale salads all day, work out twice a day, and have a fulfilling, engaged life. But if you don't give your body the opportunity to fully rest and detox, then it hardly makes any difference. The Centers of Disease Control and Prevention reports that one-third of Americans are clocking fewer than the 7 to 9 hours of snooze time advised for adults. Poor quality of sleep plagues black women even more than our counterparts and undermines our overall health. Blacks and Latinos tend to be poor sleepers, getting fewer than 6 hours on an average per night, which is not enough because poor sleepers are at greater risk for cardiovascular disease, explains Gardine Jean Lewis, PhD, professor of population health and psychiatry at NYU Langone Health in New York City. Lack of shut-eye is also linked to diabetes, obesity, depression, and a host of other chronic illnesses. While some people are still riding, they sleep, we grind, wave, or simply not prioritizing rest, certain disorders can also cause sleep deprivation. According to the CDC, there are four key ones. Narcolepsy, which is defined as nodding off too much during the daytime and experiencing sudden muscular weakness. Restless leg syndrome, which usually feels like unpleasant creeping sensations in your legs, accompanied by pain. Sleep apnea, which is characterized by interrupted breathing. Snoring and insomnia, which is an inability to fall or stay asleep. It leads to anxiety and other negative effects during the day. It turns out that insomnia is more common among black women than among others, notes Lynn Rosenberg. She is the senior epidemiologist at Boston University Sloan Center. Rosenberg is also the principal investigator for the Black Women's Health Study, the largest national study on the health of Black women. Her team is working on a clinical trial that aims to help us improve our overall health by getting back or getting quality sack time in the meantime. Check out our cheat sheet for better slumber. Number one, meditate, meditate, meditate. Any type of mediation that's done correctly under the guidance of a teacher or master can, in fact, help you have a good night's sleep, says John Lewis. Find your local meditation center and learn techniques to assist in calming your mind. Need a bit more direction? You can download the Headspace app for daily lessons or on meditation and mindfulness. Number two, explore therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia uses a structured program that focuses on thoughts and behaviors that might be affecting rest. Years ago, if you wanted to engage in this type of therapy, you would have to see a therapist or a psychologist, says John Lewis. Now we actually have CBTI online, so you can, in the privacy of your home, engage in this practice yourself. If you're looking for a CBTI professional in your area, the Society of Behavioral Sleep Medicine has a directory on its site, behavioralsleep.org. Want to try an online program? You can check out Sleepio, which provides plans through health insurance, or CBTI Coach, which is free. Number three, change your routine. Do you drink coffee late in the day? Are you on the computer or watching Netflix before turning in? Opt for a different routine, such as journaling before bedtime and rest. Relax and set a setting and firm lights out. I typically recommend people look at the bedtime ritual, says Lester. We thrive when our bodies become used to a ritual. It sends a message to our brain to wake up or to sleep. A simple recipe for a peaceful night. Fall asleep faster and snooze more soundly with these products, such as earplugs. You can tune out noise as you wind down. Or pillows, where you can throw out those old warped pillows and cozy up to a new hypoallergenic memory foam version. And finally, number three, white noise. If you have young kids at home, you can choose Electrofan Classic white noise machine, and it filters out the noise that is around you. So it looks like we actually run out of time from today's episode of Essence Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Nicole Hunter, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. So long until next time.